We are going to continue the hour by turning our attention to the Ackland Art Museum, just down the road from us in downtown Chapel Hill. Their ongoing exhibition is Drawn to Life, Master Drawings from the Age of Rembrandt in the Peck Collection at the Ackland. It's on display now through December 31st, so you've got some time to head down there and check it out. I know a lot of y'all have done so already. It's a fantastic exhibition. Ackland.org, of course, is the website for the museum. We're here today to talk a little bit about that, but also to talk about a big event that's coming up tomorrow, one of the many events they're doing in celebration of the Drawn to Life exhibition. They're calling it Acktoberfest tomorrow, Friday the 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. as part of Second Friday Art Walk in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Definitely a great time to head down to the Ackland and check out the exhibit. We're joined in the studio by Dana Cowan, who is the Sheldon Peck Curator for European and American Art before 1950 at the Ackland, and Allison Portnow-Lathrop, who is the head of public programs at the Ackland Art Museum. Dana, Allison, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So, first of all, the exhibition, how's it going? I had people on to talk about it. We were just talking. I haven't had a chance to get down there and see it for myself. I'm super excited about doing it, but I know a lot of people already have, right?
Yeah, it's been amazing, the response to the show. We've had the galleries packed almost every day. People are attending our events, so it's really wonderful for the museum.
And for people who don't know about it, what is it? What's the elevator speech for folks who are being introduced to it for the first time?
Yeah, so Drawn to Life is an exhibition featuring about 70 drawings from the 17th century Dutch period as part of a gift that was given by Sheldon and Lena Peck to the Ackland in 2017. And so the show encompasses landscapes, portraits, figure studies by well-known artists such as Rembrandt. So we have 5 Rembrandts on view, as well as lesser-known artists that are of great quality. And so you just have a smattering of material that people can enjoy and look at again and again. Drawings are intimate objects, and they're meant to be looked at very closely.
And this is an internationally renowned exhibit. It's going to be leaving here and going to the Rembrandt Museum in Amsterdam, right?
Yes, so it is going to the Rembrandt House Museum, which is where Rembrandt lived and worked for 20 years. And so it's, the drawings are really going back home. Some of them haven't been in the Netherlands since the 17th century.
Oh, wow.
And then they'll come back to us and stay, they're part of our collection, so they'll be with us forever.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. What is the highlight of it for you?
Oh, my goodness. it is just being able to see the technical skill and the creativity of these artists. And you think they're, 500 years old, these works on paper, and they're of such good quality and in such good condition. And so I think for all of us, we learn how to draw when we're young. But to be able to see these masters at work is just incredible, and it's very inspiring.
Speaking with Dana Cowan, Allison Portnow-Lathrop, also here in the studio with us from the Ackland Art Museum. Ackland.org is the website. Ackland Art Museum bringing us this conversation as well. The exhibition is Drawn to Life, Master Drawings from the Age of Rembrandt in the Peck Collection. That's on display now through December 1st. Tomorrow would be a great day to go down and check it out, because from 5 to 9 p.m. on Friday, they're doing Acktoberfest as part of Second Friday Art Walk. So Allison, tell us about Acktoberfest. What's it entail?
Yes. So we're so excited to be able to partner with some local vendors for Acktoberfest. We will be having paired drawings that go with particular cheeses from around the world. Of course, some from the Netherlands, but also from France and from the U.S. And paired beers made right here in Carrboro from Craftboro Brewing. Mm. As well as a gorgeous floral arrangement made for us by University Florist right on Franklin Street, so people can draw from. We know that people will get inspired by the show and want to try their own hand at sketching a little bit in the gallery, so you'll be able to sketch throughout the evening and practice drawing a still life yourself, as well as sampling these delicious beers from Craftboro and a cheese board available from the Cheese Shop, also based in Carrboro.
And the food and drinks are for sale, but the Ackland is always free, right? So you can come in.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And throughout the evening, Dana will be on hand to offer curator-led mini tours of the exhibition. So once people get a sample of the particular cheese that goes with a certain work of art, they'll be able to learn more about the work of art right from Dana in the galleries
awesome.
And see it themselves. So that'll be an exciting component too.
Dana, what's the difference between a tour and a mini tour? Like,
so
how do you condense it down?
So I think that for the mini tours, we'll start at 5:15, 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, and I will feature the works that pair with the cheeses. So four or five works, and then doing an overview of the show. So it'll be about a 15-minute tour. Typically, I would do probably a 45-minute tour. So this will be a nice, quick overview, and then featuring the works that go kind of with the cheeses and the beers.
How are the cheeses paired with the works? Are you making that connection? Did you work with the cheese shop to do it?
Allison, actually.
Yeah,
Allison,
the cheese shop has put them together. And actually, Michelle, who we worked with, has an art history degree. So was very excited to think about how the different cheeses could pair. So we have a gorgeous little study of sheep that one of the artists has drawn from the exhibition. And it's going to be paired with a UEWE Fourier cheese, a sheep's milk cheese. And there's a French cheese that's inspired by trade between France and the Netherlands in that time. So they all have this little artistic connection either with the particular culture or the particular subject of the drawings. So I think it'll be really fun to see the ways that, I guess, the art can spark taste conversations and that kind of thing. And the beers are all designed to go with the cheeses. So we'll have an IPA from Craft Brew and also an Oktoberfest.
Nice. Oktoberfest for Oktoberfest.
For Oktoberfest.
I like it. I'm super excited about this. It's going to be fun. So Friday, tomorrow evening, 5 to 9 p.m., Ackland Art Museum. Again, it's free to get in. The food and drinks will be for sale. Dana will be leading mini tours. You'll be able to check out the amazing exhibition, Drawn to Life, Master Drawings from the Age of Rembrandt and the Peck Collection. Again, all evening tomorrow from 5 to 9 p.m. Other things that people should know about Oktoberfest that we haven't covered yet.
Just that it's a great time to visit the museum. It's our one time a month that we're open till 9 p.m., so it's a great time to come just after work and get together with friends, family, and relax and enjoy the art, I think.
And I know that's not the only special event that's associated with the exhibition, so what other events and happenings are going on around the exhibition between now and the end of the year?
We have several docent-led tours that happen on weekday afternoons, Thursdays and Fridays at 1:30. Let's see, what else do we have coming up, Dana?
We have a fantastic special lecture by an art historian named Wayne Franitz, who's coming from the University of Syracuse, or Syracuse University, who's a specialist in 17th century Dutch art. So that's in November the 10th at 6 p.m., and we have Drawing for Tweens on the 12th of November, which should be fun. And we also have a book discussion club called The Soul of the Dutch Golden Age, which is featuring the anatomy lesson by Nina Siegel. So that'll be great as well.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that folks should know about the collection in general?
Just that, the Peck Collection is something that is a fantastic resource for the university. Sheldon and Lena gave it to the Ackland because they knew how much it would impact us. Sheldon is a Dumble alumnus of the university, and it really puts us in the big leagues with other museums who have collections of Dutch drawings. And so we're up there with the National Gallery in Washington, Harvard University, elsewhere, so it's really a fantastic resource. Works on paper are sensitive, so they are going to have to rest for a long time after being on view here and at the Rembrandt House. So this is a once in a lifetime, I think, opportunity to come and see these works all on view at the same time. So
Ackland.org is the website. Go there and find out more. You know where the Ackland is, right downtown Chapel Hill on Columbia near Franklin. Friday, tomorrow, 5 to 9 p.m. is Oktoberfest. Check it out then and all the way through the rest of the year. It's a great opportunity. Dana, Allison, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.